morning. My name is Robert Gordon.
Okay, one moment, sir, and... Good morning, sir. Once again, would you state your name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
Robert B. Gordon, 258770.
Mr. Gordon, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August 21st of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this morning. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today, and I want to introduce them to you. To my left, your right, will be the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of me will be the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead this morning, sir. We also have in the room a gentleman that you should be able to see now. That is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Warren and Mr. Turner, the both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth. Nothing but the truth will help you God and do you swear for it.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about May 23rd, 2018. As directed on May 22nd, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown. Thus, she was under strain from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir. But I did call her, and I'm trying to let her know that I couldn't make it.
Okay, now you can explain that in phase two of the hearing. But we will move on to phase two, and you have an opportunity to explain that and tell the board what happened, sir. Okay, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Gorman, I'm going to move to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of supervision. He was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Now, sir, we're preparing to go into phase two of your hearing. Now, phase two is a very important part of your hearing because at the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while we get that information, then we're going to come back and have a discussion with you at that time, sir. So please hang on, sir, and remain quiet. Mr. Turner, sir, could you give us some background information?
Yes, Gorman was released by ADC custody, from ADC custody on 5-8-2018 and arrested on 7-17-2018 by Gallup Police Department in New Mexico. No new charges noted. Then he was returned back to ADC custody on 7-28-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 12-2-2018 with 55 abscond days. Current conviction, 2006, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2006, aggravated DUI, 4 months. 2004, misconduct involving weapons, 1 year. 2015, commitment C, count one, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. 2015, commitment C, count three, promoting prison contraband, 3 years, 3 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, self-admitted being a member of the Dene Pride and NAB in federal prison. Prior terms of supervision, 2013, TIS released to a detainer, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2004, forgery, New Mexico, federal prison. 2007, dangerous drug violation, New Mexico federal prison. Has a GB score of G6, V7.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Gorman, and based on information that we have, that when you were released, you were released you were approved, rather, P.O. Palmer, approved residence at 4407 North 13th Place in Phoenix, Arizona. How long did you remain at that residence, sir?
For 2 months, and I was trying to get transferred to my other aunt's house, because I am from around here. I've got released homeless, and me and my counselor were working. I had an address and everything, and then they moved him, and then I was left with no counselor, and they just kicked me out homeless, and I'm not even from around Phoenix. I don't know what's the area. I get lost on the bus. I was in China, my family came and picked me up from Mexico, but they wanted to transfer me, they wouldn't transfer me.
Yes, we do take note that you were released homeless, so I should have pointed that out. Now, who was this Palmer, this P.O. Palmer, who was that, sir? Was that a friend, a relative? Who was that, sir?
P.O. Palmer is my parole officer.
Yeah, that was your parole officer. And so you resided with your parole officer, sir?
No, you said who is P.O. Palmer?
Mm-hmm.
P.O. Palmer is the parole officer.
Okay.
His aunt. I apologize for interrupting.
Please go ahead, sir.
I'm trying to find her name.
Okay, so this 4407 North 13th Place, that's his aunt's address. Am I correct? Just want to make sure I understand that. Is that your aunt's address, sir?
Yes, sir. And I never been there before, and I didn't know it was crowded with her kids and grandkids, and just wasn't a good place for me. And, you know, it was the only address that I had. And I hadn't seen none of them in years. It was kind of awkward because of me coming out of prison, and they're Christian people. They go to church, and because I'm family, they accept me there, but they really didn't want
me. Prior to you moving in with your aunt, when was the last time you had contact with her, sir?
With my aunt?
Yes, sir.
Probably on the 22nd of April.
Okay, so y'all had contact with each other, and so you moved in with that aunt. Now, did I hear you say that you had another aunt somewhere in the Phoenix area, or did I mishear that, sir?
Yes. Southbound, and there would have been a bed in Southbound. She told me to come stay out there, but before talking to her and asking her to go live with her, both of them, I haven't talked to them in over like 12 years, 13 years. We haven't seen each other, talked on the phone or nothing.
And you said you said you were not from the Phoenix area. You didn't know anybody, but you did have two aunts here at least. So where are you from? Where were you since you didn't have, apparently you were not from the Phoenix area. So where were you from, sir?
Gallup, New Mexico.
Okay, so you're from New Mexico. And so when they released you, how did you find your aunts, sir, when you said you had not had contact with them for about 12 years? How did you find them, sir?
My son and his grandma came down here to see if they could transfer me back to New Mexico so they could help me get back on my feet and stuff, so I had a better chance of making it. And when I got denied on that, Palmer, my PO officer, told me that I had only a couple hours to find an address here in the Phoenix area. And I had an address in Sanders, Arizona, and Holbrook, Arizona, that they were working on before my counselor here was working on getting it approved. And then when all that happened, they just shut it down. And at the last minute, they helped me after both my ERC and TRC dates or whatever. And they just kicked me out homeless. And I said, well, if you're going to kick me out homeless, could I go to one in Tucson? So that way there's a halfway house that's free and I'll be able to save money. And this better happen. They said, no, we already put you in the Phoenix area. And I don't know where to go from here. And she told me just to get a hold of someone by 4 o'clock by the time they close the parole office for an address. And that's when I called my mom, and she started calling around. And she's like, this is a only one I could get a hold of. She's not even really my blood aunt. She's my mom's friend, life friend, and I just call her my aunt.
Okay. So, you say that she had, when we referred to her, she said she had a number of kids there and you just didn't feel comfortable residing there, sir?
Yeah, her kids and their grandkids, and it was a very two-bedroom apartment. It was full, it was cluttered.
Okay, sir. I'm going to move on, sir. Now, I don't show any employment. Did you find any work while you were out, sir?
I did find employment at concrete. My neighbor right here at my dad's place, I started working with him as a laborer. And I worked there for only 3 weeks. And then once, when I called my PO, she said to come in. And I was like, well, what's going on? I said, are you going to arrest me? And she said, I can't discuss that with you on the phone. And so, if my son's birthday was coming up, and that's why I just left to New Mexico, because I didn't want to come down here from Mexico.
I know that, you know, that you're not from Arizona and all of that. This is your second time being incarcerated, though, but you know you should not have gone to New Mexico. I know you wanted to be at your son's birthday, but without prior approval of your parole officer, so you just decided to just go and spend time with your son, sir, in New Mexico?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How old was your son, at least your son, sir?
Just turned six.
The
first time I could ever go to his birthday.
So you spent time with him down in New Mexico. Okay, just hold on one moment. I'm going to get some additional information coming from Mr. Turner. So just hold on, sir. Mr. Turner.
Yes, I'm going to read a couple of different OMS notes. On 5/8/2018, the offender verbally admitted to his parole officer to using heroin. Within the last 3 to 5 days, the offender was verbally directed to drop the UA. On 5/22/18, P.O. Palmer attempted a contact visit with the offender at his residence. At that time, P.O. Palmer was advised that the offender left the residence 2 weeks ago and was living with another family member. Sponsor did not have the address available, nor did she have a contact number. Upon review of RMS, the other address of the other residence was not approved when it was placed. APR letters, the Absconder Reduction Program letters, were mailed to the following addresses: 4407 North 13th Place in Phoenix, Arizona, 85014, 409 East Aztec, Gallup, New Mexico, 87301, and 314 East Jefferson Street, Gallup, New Mexico, 87031, in an attempt to get the offender in and put him back on supervision.
So you didn't get any one of those letters in the minute? They sent you three letters, these are scanning letters, so if you had turned yourself in, you know, as a result of those letters, you wouldn't be talking to us today. You'd be out. So you didn't, neither one of those letters reach you, sir?
I didn't get none of those letters, but she doesn't put in there that I called her on the 20th and on the 22nd. And I asked her, I said, well, what's good? I said, I haven't done no major violation. I said, what's going to go on? I said, are you going to give me a chance? She just said, I can't talk to you about that on the phone. And I told her straight up, I said, well, I'm going to visit my son before he locked me up. And I know I told her, I only got a year left on parole. I said, I know I could make it. I don't know why you guys don't let me transfer. My family had the money to let me transfer. I have better ties in New Mexico, where jobs lined up for me, help for my family. I got out with only $30 on my account. I barely had enough to get hygiene and stuff, and I had to stay out here. My family out here don't have that money to give me or nothing. Vehicle to help me take me around.
Okay, sir, as you probably know, or maybe you didn't know, but, you know, in order for you to leave the state of Arizona on a permanent basis, as I think that you wanted to do, you had to get an interstate compact, and you had to go through a process to get that, and so you were So I'm sure you didn't have enough time and you didn't have enough resources yourself. You said you only had $30 and that cost far more than $30 to for an interstate comeback. But sure, the Honorable Mr. Turner indicated that you had been using something called heroin. Did you relapse on drugs or something of that nature, sir?
Before I got out, because I didn't think I was going to get out, they were telling me that I had holds on me from another state, but the other state dismissed them. I didn't think I was ever going to get out. She told me that I had to drop a UA my first day there, and I told her, well, I might be dirty because I wasn't expected to get out of prison. They just all of a sudden dismissed the charges. And I didn't even go through no release programs here. By the time they dismissed those warrants, I'd already been held past my dates, so they had no choice.
Let me just ask one other question, sir. I just want to move on for time purposes. I believe that Mr. Turner indicated that you had had some contact with the federal prison. So what were the federal prisons for, sir?
For making counterfeit money and possession of crack cocaine.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. I'm just curious on that one. Okay, sir. I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time, sir. Okay, now, no questions. And it does not matter, you know, that you had contact with the federal prison because we cannot retry you, but I was just so that that was something, and that's history already. Okay. So I was not trying to get you in trouble with that one, sir. Okay, sir. We'll come towards the end of your hearing, but before we come to the end of your hearing, we're going to see if there's a final statement you want to make before the board goes into discussion and make its decision. Anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
Yes, sir. I have a release date of December 2nd. I know it's short, but if I was placed in the right area, that I would be able to succeed. I know I said my first time, like I said, I've gotten into prison, I've got out on release before, but I've made it for without violations. Yeah, I did get violations on those probations, but it was years before I got a violation. There were simple violations. And I know if I was placed in the right area, that I'd be able to make it off of this last term of probation with no parole, with no problems. No dirty ways, counseling. I don't know my way to forgotten child miles here. I'm not used to see like just get to a counseling or a drug test. On bus, I get lost on bus, but if I was to face at home or in a halfway house, that would have suited my needs. You know, I got mental issues too. I was incompetent and stuff. And never finished school. But if I get placed in the right place, I know I can succeed if I was given a chance.
Yes, sir. Well, time management purpose. I do want to ask you one other question. What were you doing when you got picked up in New Mexico? What were you doing when police down in New Mexico found you, sir?
I was walking to my girlfriend's house, and because I'm from that area, they were already looking for me. Then I guess they had gotten word that I might be in the area. And I was walking to my girlfriend's house, and as soon as I came up, and folks on armed cars just pulled up on me. And maybe like the day before that, they had pulled over my brother and thought I was in the car, and they said, well, Tom was looking for me.
Okay, so they were already looking for you. Okay, so. Well, now that we're going into the, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, we're going to ask that you remain quiet as the board will go into a discussion, and following this discussion, the board will make a decision whether to continue you on supervision or to revoke your community supervision. So we're going to ask that you remain quiet at this time, sir. I find that Mr. Gorman is a very interesting individual. He got out, he was homeless, he had missed that, but he was able to find a couple of his relatives or friends of his mother's who they referred to as being his aunts, and with that first one, it just didn't work because the housing was not suitable. It was with family members or too many people were living in the house, two bedroom houses, like he indicated, and so that just didn't work for him. And then he made a decision just to go to New Mexico to spend time with his son on his son's birthday without the prior approval of his parole officer. And we just cannot overlook the fact that he did leave the state of Arizona to go to New Mexico, and I believe that he was done it for some 55 days, and it was also discovered the fact that he had used some heroin along the way. And with that being said, I just don't feel that he's suitable for release at this time, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be to find that Mr. Gormley violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and that he was delinquent, and that's based upon information contained in warrant number 2018W1694, as well as testimony coming from the Department of Corrections, as well as information coming from Mr. Gormley himself, in as much as he was suspended for 55 days, he used illegal substances, and he left the state of Arizona. Father moved to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, sir. Your community supervision has been revoked. However, as you stated yourself, you will be out on December the 2nd of this year. At that time, unless something else comes up that we're not aware of, you won't have to report to a parole officer. You can go to New Mexico or wherever you need to go at that time, sir. So good luck, and please lay the phone down so that the next inmate can come forward, sir. Thank you so much for your participation, and good luck, sir. Mm-hmm.